It contains much about events that are yet to happen. The Bible tells us how it all began, how it's going, and how it all ends. Welcome to On Track, where we help Christians to hold to your faith, stay the course, and finish the race. If there's a theme you'll hear often here, it's simply this: don't be deceived. There's so much in our world's conversations that's misleading and untrue, but I didn't have to tell you that. But the longer I live, the more I see the danger comes not so much from the big things, but from the subtle deceptions we pick up from various places. It's the old frog in the boiling pot of water analogy. We all have a moral compass, and we're usually able to identify a good many things that are right or wrong. But if we're gradually conditioned to accept small falsehoods over time, we'll find ourselves believing something is true that isn't, something we never would have initially. I'll admit, it doesn't seem like a lot of fun to be constantly on your guard from deception, but really, that's the situation in our fallen world. As long as we walk the earth, we'll deal with sin and temptation. The Bible tells us as much. Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, 1 Peter says, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at His coming. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as He who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. But there's good news with this. If we stay on track with the simple things, the fundamentals, if we build a strong foundation, we'll be much less likely to fall for deception. And it all starts with God's Word. We as believers need to measure everything against Scripture to see if it holds up. In Scripture, we have everything we need. Despite what some may claim, that our culture should compel us to read Scripture in a new light or to read new possibilities into Scripture, there is nothing new under the sun. What has been before will be again. And in interpreting Scripture through the lens of culture, instead of the other way around, we will needlessly repeat the mistakes of the past. Throughout the Old and New Testaments, you see God telling His people not to live as the world does, but according to what He has said. Left to our own devices, our sin nature will lead us astray and into all manner of wickedness. You see it in the Old Testament with the nation of Israel. God repeatedly told His people not to live as the surrounding nations did, but rather to live according to His commands. You see it in the New Testament, as Paul implores believers, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. We'll talk throughout our time together on this podcast about why the Bible is trustworthy and address specific critiques. But for those who have trusted Christ and put their faith in His Word, I'm here to encourage you to hold the line. Stay true to it. God does not change, and neither does His Word, though the world is constantly changing. Taboos come and go, and we've seen dramatic shifts in just the last two decades, especially concerning gender and sexuality. If you had a time machine and went back to just 2008, the average person would likely not believe what you told them about what we're witnessing today. It has been such a rapid onset of what I'd call cultural insanity. And we can talk at length about how we've come to the point of falling for deceptive ideas. The truth remains that God's Word is unchanged. I remember Jim Daly, the longtime president of Focus on the Family, describing a conversation he once had with a homosexual activist who pressed him that Christians needed to get with the times and update their beliefs. Daly simply smiled and said, "You talk as if I wrote the book. I didn't." One of the more fascinating things about the Bible is its longevity. What I mean is that it gives accurate history back to the beginning of mankind. It contains specific prophecy that was fulfilled hundreds and even thousands of years after it was given. And it contains much about events that are yet to happen. The Bible tells us how it all began, how it's going, and how it all ends. To say the Bible is outdated is not to read it, or not to take it seriously. There is nothing of the human experience that is outside the Bible's purview, because it's true. One of my favorite verses is Ecclesiastes 1:9, what we kind of mentioned earlier. What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. I recently finished a book by Jason Jimenez called Hijacking Jesus, How Progressive Christians Are Remaking Him and Taking Over His Church. Great read, by the way. And one thing I noticed pretty quickly is that most of the views of this movement are nothing new at all. They're just repackaged heresies, things like Gnosticism and pantheism. And I thought, why do they have such an appeal to people? Well, for one, I think it's because we don't know history. But also, I think it's likely because they center on the individual. It places the focus on me, more than a supreme authority, like God. They avoid the uncomfortable things like sin, the need for a savior, and the reality of heaven and hell. I heard someone tell the story of how he and his wife met someone and talked with them for the better part of an hour. At the end of the conversation, the husband said, "That guy was so nice. I really like him. I absolutely loved our conversation." The wife said to him, "Well, all we talked about was you the whole time." If there's one thing we as humans tend to love, it's ourselves. It's the old adage, you don't have to teach a toddler how to be selfish. Rather, you have to teach them to share. And so books on why you need to concentrate more on you, spend more time on your own interests, and that you're more powerful than you realize are going to sell a lot more books than those that remind you of your sin nature and your need for salvation. Books that tell you God is enough, and though heaven will be glorious, His will often leads through suffering on this side, likely won't make the New York Times bestseller list. But if you listen very closely to those new messages, the ones that try to remove the conversation about sin, saying that a loving God wouldn't send anyone to hell, or that Jesus isn't who you read He was in the New Testament, you can hear a whisper. Did God really say, "You will not surely die"? Those were said in the original deception of man. The human race entered its fallen state because we did not believe God's word. We wanted our own way. Let's not repeat that mistake. God's word can be trusted. Further, we disbelieve it and disobey it to our own detriment. You could describe the Bible in many ways: a book of history, a love story, an instruction manual for life, or a warning. It was Christian musician Toby Mack who sang, "Life ain't got no sequel." We're here for a little bit, and when we die, we don't get a do-over. If you know Christ, you have the hope of a resurrected life with Him. But that has to be on His terms, not our own. We can't make our own way and get to God. We have to come by His invitation, by the way, through faith in His Son. Listen to Jesus' words in Matthew 7. "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it." Do not be deceived. Culture is ever shifting, and I think it's obvious it's in rapid decline. So don't fall for ideas that deny the authority of Scripture. They will only lead you down the wrong path and wanting more. Every time I hear of someone famous who's left the faith or saying things at odds with classic Christian doctrine, I inevitably learn that at some point along the way, they've stopped believing Scripture. There's nothing new under the sun, and what has been will be again. Don't be fooled into thinking changing God's word will lead to happiness. It will not. Thanks for listening to On Track.